Good morning, church. Let's face it. Busy, 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 busy. But what about Jesus? Many of us are busy in life. We are busy people. Apparently, busyness doesn't have an age. You could either be young or old to be busy. But are we really too busy to say thank you? And be reminded in the midst of being busy who God is. We are only human, we say. We are people who forget to say thank you. If you're like me, then you probably heard this phrase before. When you were a child, if you are a parent, you probably gave this advice to your child regularly. Don't forget to say thank you. But if we are really honest with ourselves, even adults, and yes, even Christians, need to be reminded that of that as well. Why is it that so many of us struggle with remembering to give thanks? Why is it that sometimes we remember and sometimes we don't? Why is it that sometimes giving thanks seems to slip our minds? How come we have to have a national holiday to be reminded to stop and give thanks? Perhaps the reason is maybe because we are too busy and we forget to hit the pause button. And I'm not talking about the pause button on your remote control. This is real life we're talking about. And we forget to express our thankfulness. We are often thinking about the next big thing. At work, we ask ourselves, what's the next step in our business to make it grow? How many emails do I need to respond to? What do we need to get more of, less of, rid of, better at? Or in our home life, we are constantly going from one thing to another. What errands do I need to run? Who or what needs to be dropped off, picked up, sent somewhere else? As your kids grow, and you have to go and go, and in the midst of all this going and going and going and going, we fail to look back, and we fail to hit that pause button and give thanks. Most of the time, it's not because we aren't grateful. It's because oftentimes, giving thanks simply slips our mind. I'll be honest with you guys today. I struggle with that. I forget to give thanks to the people who give me gifts. I repeatedly forgotten to give thanks to the people who help me with a favor. I'm willing to guess you have too. But you can't imagine forgetting to give thanks to, of all people, Jesus. Did you know our worldview changed when we met Christ? In Colossians 3:4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. This means it's not about you or I, but God himself. Yes, we are busy with all that goes on in our lives, but let's not let the busyness steal our purpose for his glory. Today, we will be looking in the book of Colossians. The Bible clearly tells us to be thankful in all that we do, whether it be in word or deed. We will be challenged to see Christ in the midst of busyness. We will see how Satan attacks us, our lives, and wants us to forget about Jesus in the midst of busyness. And some simple steps to help us be more thankful. Let us read Colossians. Colossians 3:15 through 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as a member of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to the God and the Father through him. See, in the midst of busyness, it is often impossible to see Christ. We are constantly focused on that and don't give Christ a second thought. Paul wrote, "And be thankful," at the end of verse 15, because he knew he would struggle with this and would be reminded. Those three words have the power to change our lives. When we live a life being constantly busy, we are self-consumed, only focused on ourselves. We have to be in order to get everything we need to get accomplished. This is why we don't see Christ, because we only see ourselves. But when we have a constant attitude of thanksgiving, a thankfulness in our hearts for God, which means we recognize him and he does all for us, things change. It changes the very core of who we are. It not only makes our relationship in Christ stronger, but also changes our relationship with others. You cannot focus on the positive and the negative at the very same time. The other morning, I watched my wife panic as Derek, and that's Jameson's father, told her for the fourth time what time he needed the car for an interview, which so that meant that she needed a ride to work. I watched as she looked on her face, and she was shocked, as she had never mentioned it before. When I asked her why she was surprised, she simply said, "I can't listen when I'm busy." She knew he had told her before. She also knew that she didn't listen because her mind was busy thinking about other things. When our mind is busy, we can't listen, let alone notice anything God does for us. I think busyness is Satan's greatest tool to distract us from praising God. Praise is one of his greatest weapons against Satan. In Corinthians 2:10-4 says, "The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. When we praise God, our enemies have to turn back from attack because they cannot stand his presence." Every time you praise Jesus, let me say that again. Every time you praise Jesus, it reminds the devil that he was defeated by Christ and still is today. And he hates that. I guess it's no wonder that he would do whatever he can to make us forget to praise God by keeping us busy. It's obvious we need to be a better thanksgiver during our busyness. Many of us have made the decision to follow Christ and give him thanks. But don't let your busyness not see Jesus. There are people in your life whom the Lord used that help to see the need to give thanks. Give thanks is very crucial when it comes to our overall health of our families, our place of work, standing out in the world, in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. I know this isn't always easy. What I would like to do is get specific, because I don't want you to leave here wondering how to turn your busyness into thankfulness. I think we can all identify with people and areas we need to give thanks. Therefore, I want to share the ways that I would help giving thanks so much better. This Thanksgiving, we can be better thanksgivers in the midst of being busy. First, be specific. When we are turning our busyness into thanks and thankfulness, we need to be specific when we give thanks. The reason for this is that people need to know that you know what we have done. I have never learned this more than my marriage. I am so grateful for my wife. And this is one thing I tell her. Thank you. But whenever I thank her, I try to be specific as possible. I'll say, hey, thanks so much for organizing the kitchen and the pantry, especially the Tupperware. I know it probably took some of your morning since I just throw things in there. But it is so great to be able to simply go into the pantry in the morning and get exactly what I need. So I need to say thank you. This is just a very small example of how you can be specific in your thankfulness. Be honest. People can tell when you're not real. If you aren't thankful, then don't fake it. Don't say thank you because you feel like you're supposed to. Say thank you only if you truly are thankful. This verse talks about the attitude of Christ. I honestly don't think Jesus would have said thank you if he didn't mean it. Paul talks about giving thanks with a cheerful heart. So if you're not honestly thankful, you will not have a cheerful heart. Make it public. It's one thing to tell someone, thank you. But if you ever get the right opportunity to be thankful for someone in public, now I know it has to be the very right setting, but maybe before your next business meeting or before your next small group or before your next family dinner, you just pause for a moment. Pause and tell your group how thankful you are for what so-and-so did. Share how thankful you are that so-and-so is part of your team, your organization. Perhaps at the dinner table, share how thankful you are for what your child or your spouse has done. 4, make it permanent. Put it in writing. When you are able to write someone an email, a text, or even better, a handwritten note, that demonstrates how thankful you really are. It stays with them. It shows them that you've been thinking about them and you went above and beyond to let them know that they matter. It takes sacrifice in our busy schedules, and people recognize this. It lets them know that they matter to you and you are thankful for them. I recently received lots of thank you cards for Pastor Appreciation Month. They made me feel like I mattered. Believe it or not, even sometimes I need that reminder. I kept those cards because they reminded me that somebody took their time to pause and were thankful for me. So turn your busyness into thankfulness by being specific, being honest. Make it public. Make it permanent. I hope this is not a one and done thing, but I hope this is just the beginning of life where you can pause and turn your gratefulness into thankful, even when we are busy. Can you imagine what it would look like just over the next few weeks, maybe a week or two, if we just got this one truth right? What would your dinner table look like if your family paused and turned from being busy into being thankful? What would it look like if your family paused from the hectic, crazy schedule of going and going and going and going and pause and started expressing thankfulness? Not just, I'm thankful, we are here around the table and the kids could make it today. Not just, I'm thankful for this meal. Be specific that someone else has done that makes you really want to give thanks. I am so thankful for Mom. She planned ahead for what this meal would look like. She went to the store, got all the groceries, spent hours in the kitchen. Thank you, Mom. Or maybe next time you go on a family vacation, and before you're about to reverse the car, you're out in the driveway, you turn to everyone in the car and say, "Before we leave this house, I just need to say how thankful I am for your father for working above and beyond so we can afford to go on this vacation and spend time with one another. See things we have never seen before. I know that you are grateful, but in our busy world, we need to pause and turn our busyness into thankfulness." What if you went into the workplace tomorrow morning and you weren't just focused on the busy task ahead, but focused on being thankful for the people you worked with, and you showed them, either publicly or privately, how thankful you truly were for them? Can you imagine if that's the kind of generosity was simply a common practice in today's world? What if the believers in this church, who I know are very busy, paused and turned their busyness into thankfulness? Can you imagine what a guest would feel like if they came to this church and they observe a group of people being honestly thankful for one another, but also not just one another, but thankful for God? In fact, here's the beauty of this truth. The truth is one reason why we come to church. And this is one reason why I love New Life Community Church. I love coming to church on Sunday mornings because it is a time in our busy weekly schedule where we slow down and come together. And through prayer, song, giving, fellowship, and preaching the Word of God, we can turn our busyness into thankfulness. It is a time where we can exactly and honestly demonstrate our thankfulness to God, both publicly and as a corporate body, and privately in our own hearts and minds. So every week, including today, let's pause and turn our busyness into thankfulness. Today, we are challenged to give thanks in all that we do. My challenge to you is don't let your busyness get in the way of your thankfulness. Don't just be thankful on Thanksgiving, but be focused every single day on being thankful. And that, my friend, gives the glory to God. Thank you.